At one time he planted scuppernons, and he had a scuppernon. Well, that's something like a grape, and they make wine out of it, and also can sell them fresh. He's planted walnuts. He had a planting of Carpathian walnuts, or English walnuts, or black walnuts. Well, Carpathian, they came from the from Europe, somewhere in the Carpathian Mountains. I believe there's a mountain chain over there called the Carpathian mountain range. But these walnuts apparently grew in that area. He's planted figs. Has experimented with figs in a small way. He's also experimented with blueberries, growing blueberries. Now in South Georgia, there is a blueberry association, and they grow quite a lot of blueberries down there. But we found out that blueberries in our section, with the way our business is set up, you know, certain crops can compete for your land and for your labor. And it wouldn't be at an opportune time. Like blueberries can be picked in June, May and June, and well, that's usually peach season for us. So a blueberry is a smaller fruit. It takes a lot of labor to pick them, and so we didn't really get into the blueberry business. But there are some people in South Georgia who are in the blueberry business. They use machines to harvest them in South Georgia. I was trying to think of some of the other crops that now he grafted and budded pecans throughout the years, and so consequently we have a collection of pecans that is pretty well up to date with just about anybody else's in the country. And another crop he observed was persimmons, Japanese persimmons. And then another crop that we have expanded on a little bit for the fall has been Chinese chestnuts. The original, the American chestnuts were killed by a disease called chestnut blight. And the Chinese chestnuts were believed to be resistant to this disease, and so he planted orchards of chestnuts, and we harvest these every fall and send them to the Atlanta market, and they're on the Atlanta market usually in September. We carry them to an Italian there. His name is Siniglia, and he's on the Atlanta market, and the up on the hill, they call it, you know, the market is down in, they have a section of it called Up on the Hill, and then another part of the Atlanta market is down in the sheds, where the farmers bring in their produce, or middlemen, and sell. But the people up on the hill are the commission merchants, and they sell produce to the various chain stores in Atlanta. So you can probably, at certain times of the year, find some of our produce in the Atlanta supermarkets. He experimented with plums and nectarines, and trying to think of some of the other things. It's been quite a collection of different things that he's observed and looked at, in hopes that maybe some of these crops would be suitable for this area and could be expanded further. And there were people who might want to grow only plums, and there would be people who would want to specialize in nectarines, and we would at least have some knowledge of how they would react in this area. Of course, the apple business has grown quite, and this area has grown to be quite an industry down here now. There's some thought that it might be growing too fast.